Monday, 33rd week, ordinary time 2. The reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, and chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants that what must happen soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gave witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. Blessed is the one who read aloud, and blessed are those who listen to the prophetic message and heed what is written in it. And the appointed time is near. John to the seven churches in Asia, and write to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne. I heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Ephesus write it, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven gold lampstands, said it, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and thus you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have protected those who call themselves apostles but are not, and discovered that they are impostors. Moreover, you have endurance and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you have at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the work you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He shouted, Jesus, son of David, have pity on me. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, Son of David, have pity on me. Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He replied, Lord, please let me see. Jesus told him, Have sight, your faith has saved you. He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. Sharing of the reading, first the theme. Remembering our first love and live according to it. Love is the most important element in the human life because it is the force that helps people to live and to work. If there is no longer love, people will be wearied and lose all motivation for living and working. The enemy of love are time, tiresome, and changes of life. For example, the spousal love. After the fall of the South Vietnam on April 30, 1975, many Vietnamese families are broken up because of their lack of love. The reason for this is because the husband escaped from the country, leaving his wife and children behind. After a while, the husband or the wife started to have an extramarital affair, because when people out of sight, they are also out of mind. When they reunified in the third country, they no longer had love for each other and decided to go on separate ways. The similar thing happened in human relationship with God. People get tired of going to mass and praying. They turn their back to God and their faith to worldly allurement because they do not wait for His promise of the future bliss. To avoid the temptation, people need to nourish their love and often revive their first love for God and for others. They must also respect each other as a Vietnamese adage advises to treat each other at the first time we meet. Today's reading gave two examples. One is the people tiresome after they follow the God a while, and one is the eager man who followed the Jesus the first time. In the first reading, the author of Revelation reported God's war for the faithful in Ephesus. Though they were persevered in faith, they lost their first love. The author said, "That I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first." In the gospel, the blind man from Jericho eagerly followed Jesus after he was healed by him. Second analysis. First reading. Try Revelation to the faithful in Ephesus. The book of Revelation does not only pay attention on the last day, as many people think, but also to the recognition of wrongdoing to correct and to live better before the last day coming, as the author stated in today's passage. Blessed is the one who read aloud, and blessed are those who listen to the prophetic message and heed what is written in it. For the appointed time is near. There are few things which people need to understand before they can fathom the author's intention. First, the book of Revelation is dry revelation. God sent His angel to John to tell him about the revelation. John witnessed and wrote what he saw for the people to know it. Second, the meaning of the number 7 in the book. Number 7 happened about 54 times in the book. This is the number we represent for the completion and perfection. For example, when Christ sent His 7 letters to the 7 churches, it means He sent them to all the churches in the world, not only to the faithful at that local church. Third, the location of the seven churches in Asia Minor belong to the modern Turkey. Ephesus was a well-known commercial city of Asia Minor. It was also the center of many cultures and religions of the world. This position of Ephesus opened a way for many superstitious and idols worshipping. The most popular god of this city is Artemis. See Acts chapter 19, verse 8 and 10. Who is the daughter of Leto and Zeus, and the twin of Apollo? Artemis is the goddess of the wilderness, the hunt and wild animals, and fertility. She was often depicted with the rising of the moon above for her forehead, and was sometimes identified with Selene, the goddess of the moon. Fourth, St. Paul established the church in Ephesus about 53 to 56 AD. See Acts chapter 19, verses 8 to 10. The seven stars stand for the seven angels who protect the seven churches, and the seven lamps stand for the seven churches. See Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. The one who walked between the seven lampstands is Christ, and he promised that he shall be with the church all the day until the last day. See Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, and chapter 28, verse 20. Third point, he prays for the Ephesians. I know your work, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles but are not, and discovered that they are impostors. Moreover, you have endured and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. The Ephesians were loyal to the protection, the announcing, and the witnessing of the truth. The mentioned event probably related to Nicolaitan, see Revelation chapter 2, verse 6 and 15. Second point, his rebuke for the Ephesians. That I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Without love, faithfulness is threatened and easily led to unfaithfulness. With love, faithfulness is increased and protects people from separation. The three things in the repenting process are mentioned are examination of conscience, realize how far you have fallen, and repent, and compensation for sin. Do the work that you did at first. The threatened words, otherwise I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Meaning, the possibility of destruction of Ephesus could happen if they refuse to repent. Second, the gospel. Jesus healed the plan of Jericho city. Third point, the plan persisted petition. There is a Vietnamese idiom. If you had an eye sore, you would have compassion for the plant. Without sight, all beauty of the world are darkness to the plant. And the only job he could do to support himself is to beg for people's compassion along the sidewalks. He planned, but not deep. When he had heard the crowd footstep, he asked Arthur to tell him what was happening. Some let him know it was Jesus who was passing by. He certainly heard something about Jesus' power of healing, so he took advantage of the opportunity and cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. They did not understand his suffering. All were busy with their own thinking or calculations. Those who rebuked him might be angry because they could not clearly hear what Jesus was teaching. But the plant cried out even more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." The reason why he loudly cried out might be because he feared that Jesus did not hear his voice. But to express his persistent petition, there is nothing can prevent his confidence in God. With his disease, he might think this is his one in a lifetime to meet Jesus and to be healed by him. Second point, the reaction of Jesus, the plant and the crowd. Why does not God have compassion on his child's persistent petition? Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." The plant did not ask for anything except his sight, because he knew the importance of it. Jesus told him, "Receive your sight, and your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. The plant knew Jesus had compassion, and he was the only person who could heal him. He was healed by Jesus, so the fact that he followed him to pray God is the natural thing to do. All the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Application in life. Life with so many worldly allurements and enjoyments sometimes make our heart becoming a weary and stony one. So we are no longer sensitive to God's love. We need to revive the first love we have for God by constantly reflecting what God has done for us. To love, to pray, and to live a worthy life of His love. We also need to update our knowledge of God because we are not able to love the one whom we know nothing about Him. The more we know about God, the more it shall help to improve our relationship with Him. We also need to revive our first love or encountering with others so that we always respect and love each other. Amen.